and our guest today is Dave Martin. His website is dcdave.com. And Dave, you were talking, I cut you off mid-sentence, so if you'd like to pick up.
I was talking about how they make use of this Walter Scott's personality parade to slip in a little bit of propaganda from time to time. Some light, some heavy. Let's start with a heavy one. And, well, that was back on November 1st, 2001. You recognize that as just a couple of months after the 9/11 tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And here, one person they call, they only give a first initial, so no one can say use switchboard and track down this person. C. Barnes of San Antonio, Texas. My guess is there is no C. Barnes of San Antonio, Texas, because he asked this question, and notice how loaded it is. Before our war on terrorists began, how well did Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, the world's top terrorists, get along?
Very.
Did Saddam Hussein, top terrorist? Nobody even painted him as that. You know, he's maybe a rough dictator on his own people.
Well, there are people who I believe are actually agents who, when everything went down in Libya, that they actually painted Gaddafi as a bad guy, when in fact the NATO went in and actually assassinated him. And tortured him before that. And we have people saying that Gaddafi was the bad guy.
Well, anyway.
So what do you think about that?
Let's go to the answer. That's a whole other subject, I think, on Libya. But the answer that Edward Klein and the guys of Walter Scott gave was, well, the question was how well they get along before 9/11. The answer was not well at all. But they work together on the principle that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Intelligence sources, I don't know about you, but I don't really have any intelligence sources. Intelligence sources tell us Saddam encouraged attacks on U.S. targets because he harbors a deep resentment against George H.W. Bush, who created the coalition that defeated Iraq in the Gulf War. Our sources, these intelligence sources, mind you, say Saddam figured the most effective way to punish the former president was to hurt his son, who now occupies the White House. It was a massive miscalculation. The recent outpouring of patriotic fervor pushed George W. Bush's popularity rating to more than 90%. So what he's telling us there is that, in fact, Saddam Hussein was in league with Osama bin Laden in doing 9/11.
That was in the parade.
This little fluff gossip rag. What business? Anyway, as I concluded at the time, he was whipping up war fever against Iraq that early in the game, citing bogus intelligence sources.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, so you got to watch this guy. You know, so what's he up to? Well, I've been planning to update my article that I wrote back when he wrote the book on Hillary, but he gave me an ideal opening. He's written this attack book on Obama, but his last question this past Sunday is interesting. And it is, why did Emily Blunt start laughing when she met President Obama? I hear music.
Indeed.
We'll wait
Alrighty.
For the answer.
We will be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Our guest today is Dave Martin. His website is dcdave.com. So Edward Klein, acting as Scott, a Gentile,
Walter Scott,
was basically engaged in a propaganda operation, and wasn't Klein, a Jew, posing as this Gentile, promoting the government's version of the story that they would soon use?
Yeah, just about any government version you want to think of, he's been promoting through the years. Let's go back to Walter Scott's personality parade of February 26, 1995. This was during the middle of the first Clinton term. You know, I love this one. They don't even give you a name, just abbreviate. KC of New York asks, how much truth is there to those stories coming out of Washington that Bill Clinton is still an incurable womanizer? Now, you're going to get a straight scoop from Ed Klein on that one, don't you know? Answer.
Sure.
Answer. Oh, you'll love this answer. If there were any hard evidence, no pun intended there, that the president of the U.S. was womanizing, you can be certain it would have appeared by now in the media. The days when the White House press corps respected the president's privacy and ignored his extracurricular activities, as with JFK, are long gone. Insiders say the salacious rumor about Bill Clinton often can be traced to Secret Service agents who may be feuding with the First Lady. She reportedly suspects that some of the agents are snoops and tries to keep them at a distance. One agent recently spread a story that Mrs. Clinton had become so tired of her husband's wandering ways that she threatened to seek a divorce and run against him in 1996. No one believes that outlandish tale that I just told you. But unfortunately, it has made its way through the Washington Gossip Mail. That's his answer. Well, so, no. This was right in the midst of when the Monica Lewinsky stuff was going on, and who knows what else. But hey, how great, vigorous, aggressive free press would have told us all that.
Certainly. Now, you you have written, and I was reading it on your website this morning, about, let's see if I can find it again. Where did it go? About the 17 techniques for truth suppression.
Yeah.
Right.
That's one of my favorites. At least I get a lot of hits on that one.
And so basically what you're saying is that what they were doing, Klein, acting as Walter Scott, was doing, was basically engaging in propaganda and under disguise and promoting the government's version of the story that they would use. And then he did it again. He did it before in 1995. So do you think that there are perhaps alternative websites now, going back to the Gaddafi situation, that perhaps are promoting the government's version of what happened in Libya?
Well, we certainly have precedent for it, don't we? Yeah, I really haven't looked all that closely into the Libyan situation. But I would suspect the worst.
Certainly.
And Syria,
probably,
too.
Now, who would this benefit? In Klein's case, who do you think that this benefited?
Well, it definitely benefited the Clintons in that case. And I think that book, the attack book on Hillary, actually benefited Hillary. I took it as a straw in the wind that Hillary was going to be the presidential candidate. Because he brought out in his book a lot of just really weak stuff against Hillary that it was red meat for the people that didn't like her already, which is a pretty substantial part of the population. But and then all the defenders of Hillary rushed in and attacked the straw man. You create your own straw man. That's one of the, create your own opposition. And he's created opposition, and it's easy to knock down. But then you see what he's really promoting. Just in time, I was going to update this article, and this past Sunday we've got this one. Why did Emily Blunt start laughing when she met President Obama? Because I don't know who the heck Emily Blunt is, but he tells us. Answer, Blunt, 29, thinks it was his demeanor that knocked her off balance when they were introduced at the Kennedy Center Honors. Quote, I expected it to be so formal, but he was incredibly warm and accessible, says the actress, who stars in Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, now on DVD. It was surreal, actually. What? How about that?
Imagine an actress acting.
What? You know, I doubt there is any such person as Martin in Syracuse who supposedly wrote this question. I never heard of Emily Blunt starting laughing when she met President Obama. Who would really want to know
who
that?
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. But it gave him an opportunity to paint President Obama for these very superficial people who read this very superficial column. To put almost a subliminal note in their minds to say, hey, this is a pretty good guy.
Right.
He's incredibly warm and accessible. That's a very fine thing to say. Every politician would like to be known that way to the general public as incredibly warm. I really didn't think of him that way before, but hey, there it is. Walter Scott threw. He didn't say it himself. He had the actress there who experienced it. At the same time, he's being pilloried as this ogre who's out to get Obama under the guise of his real name, Edward Klein, under his Walter Scott name. He's taking this opportunity to make Obama look really good.
Now, why would he do that? I mean, that's fascinating that he's two personalities that are going against each other. And how could we compare that to politics?
Well, it's Well, I've watched, there's a video with Jesse Ventura in his inimitable style, and with his background, he should know it's all professional wrestling.
Yes. It is.
All those guys get together after work. Well, Edward Klein gets together with himself and has a drink.
Right.
Yeah,
so
after
what's his objective, you think?
Well, I think that I see it as a straw in the wind that the Obama's anointed. And I say in my article, if you think that Klein here is just giving an honest answer to an honest question from one of his readers, even if it happens to make the guy he supposedly savages in his book look good, then I have a bridge I'd like to sell you. The reach of his book is nothing compared to the reach of Walter Scott. Nothing. Not many people read books, but lots and lots of people read this little fluff column.
Yes.
Circumstances may change the prognosis between now and November, but what we have here is an important straw in the wind that Barack Obama has been anointed for re-election. That's my take on it. But I don't know if you want to take it to the bank or not, but I think it's an important straw in the wind.
All
righty. Got any callers?
I also have an article about, let's see, what did you call it? You called your article about Ron Paul's CPAC and
I wanted to get into that one before we got off the air, yes. So where do you turn? Where do you turn? That's why we ought to go for Ron Paul, right? Well, no, unfortunately, and I'm very disappointed. It was pretty shattering to discover the hard way what he was up to. It didn't cost me that much in terms of contribution. My son was actually a delegate for Ron Paul, the Republican convention in Texas. And a couple of years ago, in lieu of a Christmas gift, he says, give a contribution to Ron Paul. Got me on his mailing list. Got to see what he was up to. Got to see all of the... He still hit me up for money bomb contributions. And I've got to watch the Virginia primary from the inside here as an Obama... I mean, not Obama, but a Ron Paul supposed devotee. And the Ron Paul's... Yeah, the article's called Ron Paul's CPAC... And Virginia primary cop-out. And, you know, I think the best way to do that is to talk about it, is to read our imagined dialogue between the person I just call Ron and the other called Mitt. I guess you can figure out who they are. The venue, a very private meeting place, the date sometime around the middle of January this year, 2012, and the medium, a secretly recorded conversation. And Mitt says, hi, Ron, glad you could make it. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to get right to the point. Ron says, I'm all ears. Mitt, it's about that CPAC thing. That's Conservative Political Action Conference. I have to make a big splash there, and I can't have you upstaging me again. Ron says, I really don't see how I can help you. It is, after all, a Conservative Political Action Conference, and I'm Mr. Conservative, and quite frankly, we all know that you're a very long way from that. Mitt says, well, you and I might know that, and most Republicans might think they know that at this point, but we're taking care of that. People will believe what they're told to believe by people they trust, especially your good conservative Republicans, bless their hearts. We have, quote, conservative pundits lined up to say that I'm conservative, I'm the best candidate. We're even going to have Ann Coulter say that I'm the most conservative candidate left in the race.
Okay, hold that thought.
Okay, all right.
We do have to take a quick 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Ron. Be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Martin. His website is dcdave.com, and it was Ron's turn to speak. And
he's supposed to answer this. Mitt had just said, we're even going to have Ann Coulter say that I'm the most conservative candidate left in the race. I have a link there in which he said exactly that to the CPAC conference. Then Ron says to Mitt, well, I'll believe that when I hear it. Even if she were to say it, I don't think it would cut a lot of ice with my people. She's no conservative when it comes to big spending for wars and propping up our expensive empire around the world. My folks might even boo her for a remark like that, and then where would you be? Mitt says, exactly. We don't want your people there in force this time to the CPAC conference. And Ron says, I know my supporters are loyal, and most of them hang on my every word. But I can't stop them from going to CPAC if they want to, and what excuse can I offer for asking them not to go? Mitt says, what if you weren't there? Ron says, you mean that they would freeze me out like they did at the Republican convention last time? And after I've easily won the presidential straw poll at CPAC the last 2 years? And Mitt says, no. They have to invite you. They have to keep their conservative credibility, after all. At this point, Mitt uses air quotes at this, when he says conservative. We want you to decline the invitation. Long silence. Ron stares in disbelief. Then finally breaks the silence. Ron says, what? That would be completely crazy. That's the heart of my support base. The CPAC crowd has gone wild for me these last 2 years when there was no presidential race. Now there is one, and I'm in the thick of it, and you think I could get by with just taking a walk? It says, look, your supporters love you so much they'll swallow anything you tell them. Tell them you have to campaign in Maine. That'll hold them. Ron says, for crying out loud, Maine's not exactly a national media center, and that's not even a binding referendum they're holding up there. There's no delegates at stake. The CPAC straw poll carries tons more weight. I'd look like a fool. The media would have a field day over my political ineptitude, or they'd suspect something was up. At this point, Mitt stares at Ron with almost amused contempt before responding. Mitt says, the media? Look, this is really important. They'll play it straight. They're completely on board. And if they don't see anything strange about your passing up CPAC, then that's how it will be. I mean, a person here or there might think it was odd, but what do they matter? Ron says, okay, I see your point. But like the other candidates, I'll still have my booth in my campaign litter. About that booth. I'm afraid that's got to go, too. And it did. Your supporters might congregate there and start talking too much among themselves and just generally making trouble like they've done in previous years. Ron says, well, you don't want to just make everybody angry. My people may be really crazy for them, but even they have their limits. Mitt says, okay, here's the deal. We've already talked to Rand. He's a real team player. He's agreed to show the flag for the Paul family and give a speech. After that, we've lined up some friendly interviews for him on talk shows, like Hannity. We think it's a good compromise all around. He's just as conservative as you, and he doesn't have that foreign policy problem, if you know what I mean. Ron says, I'll have to admit that there's some great long-term thinking behind that plan, but don't you think you might be outsmarting yourself here? I mean, even without me there. I think there's still a real good chance that I would win the straw poll. You think you were embarrassed before? Think of how embarrassing that would be. Again, Mitt look just stares at Ron with that same half-amused look before speaking. Mitt says, for a guy of your age and political experience, you really surprise me sometimes. I told you that this is really important. CPAC is changing from paper ballots to electronic voting. And here's what the outcome is going to be. I'm going to get 38%, Santorum will get 31%, and Gingrich 15%, and you will finish last with 12%. And that's how it came out. I know it sounds implausible that you could drop so low, which explains why we need your absence from the conference so badly as a sort of explanation. And Ron says, but the press will... Mitt says, Ron, get a grip. Now, about your head-to-head showdown on Super Tuesday in Virginia, about our head-to-head showdown on Super Tuesday in Virginia, at that point, the bug stopped picking up the conversation.
Okay. Now, that's just a kind of a made-up thing.
That's exactly how it transpired.
Exactly.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
That's your little demonstration here has kind of... proven a point, because that is what happened, and that would certainly explain why he didn't show up, and things have just sort of plummeted for him since then.
Yep, I'm right there. CPAC, 2 years in a row, he won the straw poll handily. And the election year, he didn't even have a booth there. He didn't show up.
But he still kept collecting funds, right?
All the money bombs kept rolling. I say, audit the Fed. I say, no, audit the Ron Paul campaign.
All righty. We do have some callers lining up, and we do have a three-minute break. So when we come back, we will take some calls. Be back in three.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks. Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah. The one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Plus, I have some email questions, so let's take Heinz in Canada. Welcome.
Diana, I wanted to ask you, you are interested in UFOs?
I don't really cover those, but...
No? I got some interesting notes, you know.
Okay. Can you... do you want to
Can I send it to you?
Sure. Absolutely. Send it to me. Do you have a question for Dave or a comment for Dave relevant to today's program?
No, no.
Okay, but yeah, send me an email.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Enjoy your donuts up there.
Yeah.
Donuts?
Where do you send the email?
Okay, Deanna at Spingola.com.
Yeah.
Deanna at Spingola.com.
Dot com. Yeah.
Okay.
Deanna, do you speak any other language?
No, I have hard enough time speaking English.
Yeah? Okay. Thank you.
I tried to learn German once, but... And Italian. I did take classes in Italian, but...
You see, I got a lot in German, you know.
Yes. Yes, that's something I should take up again. All righty, thanks.
You know what I wish you would talk about? The rape and the gang rape at the end of the war.
Oh, Okay. Yes. I've heard about that and read about it. Mm. And
you know about Ingrid Sundlund? She has a new newsletter?
Yes, I do. But, Heinz, we do need to get back to the subject of today's program.
Yeah, so, okay.
Thanks.
I say thanks
so much.
Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
All righty. Dave wants to know if you have seen Dreams of My Real Father, and apparently he's talking about Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie, or?
No. There's a movie out on that?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that's what we'll see. A friend of mine had looked at our video, you know, of Obama the Song, and that picture of Frank Marshall Davis goes toward the end of it, and we see that, and we also see a picture of Larry Sinclair, and he wanted to know who those people were, and I told him he's a retired math teacher, and I told him you're going to the back of the book for the answers. You know,
yes.
Go to my links and follow those, and you'll get the answer to those questions.
Right. Now, isn't Sinclair in some sort of sanitarium at this point?
I don't know. Is that right? Has he been put away?
I think so.
They've done a Forrestal or a Percy Crosby to him?
Probably.
And put him in a hospital.
Maybe they lobotomized him or something.
Oh, my goodness.
All righty. Mark wrote, I firmly believe Bill Ayers, son of Tom Ayers, who was president of Commonwealth Edison, created the Weathermen to destroy the peace movement, make people turn against the SDS, and enabled the Vietnam War to continue for many more years, causing the deaths of thousands of more people and making billions for the arms industry. He then ran around the country forever, unscathed, and when finally brought to justice, got little, if any, punishment, unquote. Your comments on that?
Endorse it completely. I think that is a very, very plausible explanation. I mean, how does this guy get off without punishment? How does he land on his feet so well? There were a lot of fake opposition people, and certainly that bomb up in the University of Wisconsin that killed a researcher was I think that was set off by the bad guys, not the good guys, by infiltrators or penetrators of the peace movement to make the peace movement look bad. And what better candidate for that than Bill Ayers? Yeah. And here we see him, he resurfaces as the ghostwriter for Barack Obama. How about that? It's all part of the skunk works. Yeah, it's a very good, plausible explanation for Bill Ayers' political career. And well, anyway, next question. I agree
right.
with it.
Okay.
I haven't read it any great length, but it is very, very plausible. On that, I don't. This writer, this caller, or emailer probably knows more about that subject than I do. But go ahead.
All right. Here's something from Tom in BC. Dave's story really rings true. Aren't we given both sides by the elites? They give us our heroes and villains. All the hopes and genuine support from the American people, only for Ron Paul to drop out. I'm for sure a backdoor deal for Rand Paul. His first name always gives me the creeps, as in Rand Corporation. So all the candidates,
Krugerrand, South African Krugerrand.
So all the candidates are groomed and handpicked by the bankers, not the grassroots.
I couldn't agree more. It couldn't be more obvious. Anybody's got a brain.
Right
now, that's the situation we face, whether we like it or not. It's pretty obvious that that's the situation we face.
And we need another poem before the end of the program also.
I think, by the way, Cynthia McKinney might be genuine. Ah, I got to find a poem, huh?
Right. So, okay, yeah. Let me see what Mike says here. Larry Sinclair has a... No. I don't think Larry Sinclair has a program on another network. That was a joke.
Okay.
All righty. Dick up another poem for us.
Well, I've got my penultimate on my website. It's called Magic Mirror on the Wall. The world is bound by rules in which we're not included. That's called American exceptionalism. We're exceptionally self-deluded. We are included. These rules, you know, the rules of hubris, the rules of the fall of empires, and international rules like, the Washington Post just had a big long article in the style section where we're supposed to really commiserate with the plight of this poor spook lady, CIA employee, who was convicted of kidnapping along with, I think, 16 of her cohorts for kidnapping this supposed radical cleric and rendering him to Egypt to be tortured. And they've been convicted, and she's now an international fugitive. She's the only one who's not native in the United States. She's native in India, and she can't be arrested. She can't leave the country without fear of being arrested and sent to prison in Italy, and woe is her. In the entire article, they never tell us whatever happened to the kidnapped cleric. And there's American exceptionalism reporting, if there ever was one.
Okay, somebody else just emailed me and said that Mike was not making a joke and that Larry Sinclair is on the Rents Network and that Larry Sinclair is a liar.
He may well be. He may well be, you know, but his charges are legit. It is news that he has made the charges that he's made. And look at this guy Kane. Women made charges against him. That became news immediately, you know, about something that happened in his past life. But here's a guy that's made pretty spectacular charges about homosexual relations with Obama. He may be making it all up.
Okay.
But it's news. It's still news that he's made the charges and it's blacked out.
Okay. But apparently he has not been committed. He's not been incarcerated. He's not been really, interrogated to find out about this. And he is a host on the Rents Network. Let me see. Somebody just sent me a link.
But again, the news of Larry Sinclair is totally blocked out from the mainstream. You just wouldn't know that there was any such person.
He's on Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. And is this the same Larry Sinclair?
It may well be. I wouldn't be surprised. And he may be a part of the spook operations, too. Just different strokes for different folks.
So, I mean, this is very interesting.
Yeah, I need to look into that.
Is this the same Larry Sinclair?
It must be. That's not a very common name. Did I do to a journalist dying old when I was on before? Have you heard that one?
No.
It's a paraphrase of a Houseman's poem to an athlete dying young. Well, let's do that one real quick here. When the news you did distort with your spook-approved report, the boys at Langley gave a cheer and helped you with your press career. Through the ranks you quickly rose, pouring out your tainted prose. You gained riches, you had fame. We knew your face, we knew your name. You did what you had to do, and those around you did it, too. You played the game, you knew the score. Now your old byline is no more. Too bad you chose to swell the rout of those who sold their country out, who took their silver shamelessly while we lost our liberty. Then there were those who smelled the rat, but you would have none of that. You brushed off their valid claims. Then you archly called them names. Paranoid, you said they were. And let your audiences infer that there was no fire behind the smoke when you knew that was a joke. The flames of the corruption fire day by day are climbing higher, but the world that we now face is cool beside your resting place. I think we did do that one before. I remember the last line.
Well, repeats are sometimes very good. Okay. let's do a little bit of follow-up here with this Larry Sinclair thing.
Okay,
He did write a book. It's entitled Barack Obama and Larry Sinclair, Cocaine, Sex, Lies, and Murder, ? And if you look him up on Amazon and you scroll down, you will see his picture. And I just compared the picture of Larry W. Sinclair, who was born in Camden, South Carolina, and then I compared it to the picture of the host on Rents Network. It looks, the one on Rents Network looks a little bit older, but I would say they're probably the same person.
Very interesting.
So I guess he's not incarcerated anywhere.
Yeah.
And so what are we supposed to think here?
You got me. I don't know. I really haven't looked all that much into determining his legitimacy, but I'll stick with my first point. He's newsworthy. You know, as they say, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Indeed.
And let's get it all out in the public. And, you know, if there's no smoke behind that fire, then it would be quickly put out. If there were no fire behind the smoke, I'm sorry. The fire would be quickly put out, I think, if we were just exposed to public scrutiny.
Right.
What's the fear from exposing? It's kind of like Romney's tax returns.
Right.
Let's get them out there. Let's see what is he hiding. And just like those birth certificates, why did it take Obama so long to produce what they call a birth certificate?
But is that really just a ruse? I mean, seriously, when you
the whole thing may be a misdirection from the more important things. That's true too.
Right, because basically the birth certificate, he wasn't vetted properly. When right after the election, I heard stories that he wasn't vetted properly and that they made some changes on the forms that they submitted. And that nobody really checked out where he was born. And he did make statements that he was born in Kenya when he was running for the Senate, here in Illinois. So what are we supposed to make of this? Is he part of the operation, of the propaganda operation, or what?
Well, I think that you can take that to the bank. That Obama is part of the secret government, for sure. How he got to be president, and they're not going to. You know, they made a mistake. They thought they don't want to have to assassinate the president. And John Kennedy was clearly a bad mistake. They thought they had him in their hip pocket, and darn, they did. And they don't want to have to go through that trauma again. So it's better to have somebody in your hip pocket from the beginning if you really know will stay there.
Okay. Here's something else. Jeff Rentz wrote the foreword for this book by Larry Sinclair.
Really?
Yeah. And let's see who published it. Sinclair Publishing came out.
Or self-published then.
June 15th, 2009.
Yeah.
Well, it is interesting to say the least. And I was not aware of this book, and I don't listen to the Rents Network.
Right. Maybe you can get Larry Sinclair on your program, and you can just ask him these things.
I don't know. If this is part of some sort of a psyops, I don't know that I would want to participate in it.
Again, it might bring it out. You might be able to get to the bottom of things. I would promise to listen and call in if you have him on there.
Yeah, I'll have to consider that. I do like to have interesting people on the program.
You have had people that I don't agree with, this would be interesting maybe if you get him on there.
Well, certainly, and I do have people that Mike says that Sinclair is very credible. And Mike also says, okay, he said something about Ron Paul being part of the whole political rat pack. So this is interesting.
We're making some progress here, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm for you having Larry Sinclair on your program. I'll go on record.
Okay.
Not that I endorse him. I think there's enough they're interested.
Sure.
You could probably could ask him some tough questions.
We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
His website is dcdave.com, and we do have a caller from Sweden. Let's take Thomas. Thomas,
hi, Deanna, you hear
the program.
Me?
Yes.
Hi. First of all, it's good to hear Dave. It's good to hear some Southern speak coming out of my speakers.
I appreciate that. You can
tell. I have some dirt. I'm sorry?
You can tell.
Oh, yeah, it's real nice. You can hear you're from Washington.
I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's even better. Yeah, I served there a long time ago, back in the June.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I have some dirt on Romney. Do you want that?
I'm all ears.
He and Netanyahu, also Netanyahu, in the 70s, they worked together at something called the Boston Consult. And they're good friends way back. And when I'm through here, I'll send to Diana, I'll send the article from the New York Times from last April.
Okay, sounds good.
So we're in real trouble if Romney gets in.
We're in real trouble.
I hear top foreign policy advisor is John Bolton, Yosemite Sam himself.
Oh, no. I'm glad I'm over here. Okay, thank you. You get back to your great discussion, which I'm enjoying. Bye-bye for now.
All righty. Bye-bye, Thomas. Thank you. Okay, Lindsay, who Skyped me a message, says that basically that Larry Sinclair is a liar and says that there's some physical evidence that proves this. So maybe it would be a good idea for me to invite Larry Sinclair onto the program.
Yeah. Yeah, while you're at it, get Bill Ayers on, too, and ask him if he wrote he was a ghostwriter for Obama. Or at the very least, there's a, this guy, I think he's written WorldNet Daily, pretty well proving it, looked convincingly, that Ayers did write most of Dreams of My Father.
Okay.
You could get him. That'd be a good guest.
Yes. Hmm. Well, Lindsay also says that Larry Sinclair is a Zionist, and
that might be
a really good idea to have him on the program if he would come on my program. I've invited some people on the program that, you know, they've initially said, "Oh yes, I'd love to be on your program," and then they change their mind, but for some odd reason,
might get some tough questions for once.
Yes.
Hmm.
Perfect. Well, this has been very interesting. And do you have another phone for us?
Oh, my screensaver's taken over here. Hold on here. We've got a... I've always got...
Or you could just repeat your original poem here.
Well, very foreign policy about that one.
All right.
But, when we decide to make them enemies in pursuit of our own ends, their flaws become more prominent than when they were our friends.
Ah.
Pakistan? Right. Anybody say Pakistan?
Okay. We've run out of time. Thank you so much, Dave, for being on the program today.
It was my pleasure.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.